always be funny.
Nice work, you dunce.
What's that?
You want one of these?
I mean, he's got cuties, but guess what other kind? He said eggplant.
I got a frozen burrito too.
A frozen burrito? This guy comes ready.
I got a frozen burrito, an apple, a mango, and I got peach rings.
Peach rings, nice.
I need to start carrying a microwave in here.
I thought you had one, that's why I brought it.
I bet you got some fried chicken in there.
I think I imagined it. I do, actually. Got a little tiny piece of fried chicken, a little leg.
Just a little leg?
Yeah. It's wrapped up in some foil.
That's fucked up. Can't say that.
Poor chicken.
Hello.
Had to fry his ass real quick.
You boys ain't right.
There's this guy, he's kind of like in our realm of music.
Oh yeah,
I would say, but I'm more on the fit. He was like more on the pop side of what we do. But you should put up one of his videos.
Should I now?
Yeah. I got it right here.
What's his name?
Ethan Bortnick.
I know what you're talking about. That kid's badass. He plays piano and shit.
Yeah.
This video.
Yeah, that kid's good.
His music videos are really crazy.
Bortnick. Yeah, this kid's pretty cool. We'll look into that too. Lead us in, Mick. Let the people know. Where you going, dude? I'm trying to start. All right, we'll listen to more music. It's fine. It's all good. It's all good in the hood. He's got the goodies over there. Can I switch?
Yummy. Oh, yummy.
I could switch right here.
Yum.
Look at this fat boy.
have the music.
I got you.
No, have it just a little under the voice.
I know.
Just resting, chilling.
I know.
You want to have mostly voice.
Nice little bed of music. Oh, there was something I wanted to try today, but we'll try it next episode.
With the crack.
Yeah. I wanted us all to try crack, yes.
I got to figure something out with this camera.
Why?
Because like I'm way taller than all you guys.
look at you, and then look at Brandon. Like a little kid back there. It's the same, huh?
No, because it's like below my face.
What do you mean?
The lens is below my face.
We'll just bring it up with just a tad bit more.
Because like, yeah, I look like a fucking FIFO motherfucker.
Oh shit.
FIFO bum.
Alright, Meg, lead us in, bro.
What's up, guys? This is The Stool Podcast. I am here today. Mick Stradamus, hello. I'm here today. To my left, we have Brandon, the wizard.
Hello.
Is sitting in.
It's boy, Brandon the wizard.
For Ranthony.
Yeah, Ranthony's off today. I won't start off with saying some profanities, but he's not here today. So Brandon's filling in. Be the whiz. He's basically, I mean, but at this point, Mick, I think he's basically like... He's basically our what do you call it? Like our unofficial fourth member of the pod, unofficial fourth third member of the dunce, you know?
Yep.
Pretty much. He's got like three tracks with us already.
Yeah.
Pretty much. That's what it is.
You made some metal songs too that no one's heard.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we did. We did make some metal shit. We'll show them. And then I'm, you know, Johnny, aka Johnny Savage here. I'm on the board, bitch. I volunteered today since Mick volunteered a couple times. And you know, let's have some fun with it though, guys. Let's have some fun with it. But first of all, Mick, I know you had this brilliant idea of making video game racist video games. Can you elaborate on that idea? Racist video.
we're straight for ignorant first, right?
Yeah, well, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, sure you don't.
I mean, that's the politically correct thing to do, apparently.
All right. What do you want to look up, Mick? Your boy, Ethan?
Oh, yeah. Ethan Borthnick.
Bort.
Like fourth?
There we go.
Who's the guy?
Bort.
He's a piano player guy, okay. And sings, and he has really good stage presence. It's a really cool artist. Just kind of just show if you're into that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Let's just check it out from here, because this looks intense.
How about you turn the volume up?
I know. I know what I'm doing, dude.
Down Spotify.
I already turned Spotify off.
Good, paused it. Good girl. Full screen that bitch.
Okay.
Whoa. The way he plays piano, that's how he literally plays piano when he like does his YouTube videos and shit. Mm-hmm. And like he does Twitch streams, right?
I think I've seen him before, like on an Instagram clip playing piano.
Yep.
Yeah, he's good.
That's where I've seen him. Yeah, he's pretty good.
This video's pretty intense.
This guy like 15 though, because I feel kind of, you know, he's like naked. Shouldn't be watching this.
Is it? Does he want a Gaga tip kind of?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
I dig it. I like the visuals too. Actually, I've never seen any of his music videos. Mick, you've watched some of these, huh?
Just a couple.
Okay. Yeah, because I seen that like it was played. Like it looked like we watched it before.
You always have stuff like this in your browser? That's
funny. You always got young guys that are all naked, half naked on your browser, Mick?
Oh, yeah. They're already tapping my phone, so.
I like the production of the beat. It's pretty sick.
It is pretty sick. I don't mind it. I think it's pretty sick, to be honest. I like it.
It's interesting.
I like what he does on social media, though, and like what Twitch and stuff, because people don't expect this from this guy. He's like, can I play keyboards for you? And they're like, yeah.
Show one of his...
He gets down. I'm like, this guy's fucking sick.
Show one of his reels.
Showing the thrill.
Shorts, right there.
Oh, right there.
Shorts.
I will. And then I could do this.
Is Omegle shorts.
Oh, this don't work right here. It's all right.
Yeah, this is the one I've seen.
This is tight.
He looks like a mad scientist.
I like that he plays wild, you know?
Yeah.
He has a lot of he's like very charismatic when he plays. He plays guitar too. This fucking guy.
Okay. This is like some Flower Child shit right here. Right?
Yeah.
He has a cool voice. I like it.
Yeah, I'm digging it. I like his shit. I think he's a pretty decent artist here. What is this? Who's this fucking guy?
That guy's ripping it too. The hell?
Guy's getting it in. Yeah, see, that's the one. I can do that. All right. I can switch.
I want to discuss something. This is why I brought this guy in.
Okay. Let's see what he does real quick. He's like, hey, can I try that? Let me just destroy you on this piano real quick, guy. And then he's just gonna fucking wreck his shit, huh? Look at the guy's face. Did you see it? He's like, fuck.
I wonder who drops his mixtape after. It's my mixtape too, so yeah.
Damn, that old white man just walks away. He's like, well, fuck this kid.
Keep the piano, kid. Fuck it.
Fuck this kid. He's fucking outclassing me over here and shit. What were you saying, man?
That took such a funny turn to what I was going to say. No, okay, so I wanted to discuss, like, so what do you think is appealing to him as an artist? Obviously, everyone has supposedly equal opportunity, I guess, to gain fans and such. Like, so what do you think is the mechanism that's getting him fans for his branding? So what are you spotting when you see this, when you see a guy like this?
Brandon, you want to take that first? What do you see? It's high ass.
I have been faded right now. That's very true. But on the other hand, on the topic, I really don't look at, like, I'm still old school. So for me, what gets me on artists like this is their musicianship. So I'm like, okay, this fool is fucking, like, he's crazy. Like, he's playing fast. He's doing a lot of complicated, like, scales and chords and stuff. And that kind of, like, draws me to him. So I'm guessing his musicianship is his branding. He's like, I'm a pianist. Like,
yeah.
I get down. Like, I'm going to show up this old white dude. This dude's probably playing for 30 years. I've been playing for 1 year and I'm about to fuck his shit up. Like, that seems like his vibe. Like, he's a musicianship, you know?
Right.
That's his, and also he's young too. So, and then he's probably like, you know, his video, I don't know who directed it, but they're definitely trying to sell some sex with him being naked and stuff with the lady.
Yeah, true. Well, I'll look that up too. But, I want to see it. That's a good point. Who fucking did this video? Who's this direct? Damn, he has a whole fucking crew. Yeah. Producer is the 98 Art Collective is the director. Whatever that is. Co-directed by Malika Chandaria and Zach Cooper. Producer Cameron Morton. Cinematography, Zach Cooper. Bro, it's like first AC, second AC, gaffer, key grip production. These guys, whole team.
That's a team right there for that production, for
Intimacy
sure.
Intimacy coordinator. She's the one. Stephanie Castillo. She's the one.
She's like, we're going to get this fool naked in
here.
We're
going to make it look like they're about to fucking smash right now. Yeah. That's what they're doing.
We're going to get these kids looking at this stuff. Basically, like, you know, he's a little kid.
Yeah, he does look like a little kid.
Like, come on.
Damn.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking at his lyrics. One of his lyrics say... Wait, hold up. One of his lyrics say, let's see, you can't see it. I'm trying to pull it up, but it says, strip for me, took off everything except your sleeves. All the pain is underneath. I'm listening to everything. Please tell me everything. I'll put my hand up on your chest so you forget your engravings. It's a little sexual. Right,
a little sexual.
Pretty sick, though. I kind of like it. I like what this guy's doing.
Hey, it's not a bad song. He's a good pianist. You're saying what's selling him right now. Like, I'm guessing that team making a sexy video and he's a good piano player.
Yeah. What I'm trying to get at is, like, if you aspire to be, I mean, so it's like you have to make a decision now, since we're not really making music money anymore with Spotify. Artists are catapulted into the merch industry at that point.
Yeah.
Yep. Basically.
You
know what
I mean? So with that said and done, it's just like, well, do you want to be famous or do you not? I mean, that's like a real hard question. You have to ask yourself. Cause like, if you aspired for that, you're not going to get it unless you, like, are setting roadblock or road paths for you to try it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But in good faith, but it's just like, you have to understand that, like, recognize the brands. Cause, like, you know, that's like an epidemic of, like, posers right now, like online, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's gross. Like, I see a lot of people like, oh, they think they can just put money into something, but no, like, this guy is really fucking good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's a really good ass fucking musician.
Yep.
And yeah, this makes sense to like promote this. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just me.
To promote what he does. I agree with both of you guys. I think what they're doing is, or what he is, his marketing is, yeah, he's a pianist and he obviously portrays that, you know, that's basically what he does on everything. So we know that he's just a good artist. He's a good pianist. And I think that's his driving force, you know? Obviously he's like a younger dude, so he's going to attract that crowd. And he's kind of like he's kind of got that boyish features. So I think a lot of girls like that, you know? So he's kind of using that too, but he's mainly using his marketing is mainly him being a outstanding piano player, you know?
Yeah.
I like that.
Super good. He's a good penis.
Like you're saying, there's a lot of, I don't like to call them posers, you know, everyone's like trying to express themselves or whatever, but there's people that are not as invested as other people as far as like learning how to play chords and learning how to record music and all that stuff. They kind of just invest into their brand really quick and they blow up bigger than the people that have been really grinding for a long time, becoming musicians and stuff like that. Right. Is that what you're kind of saying?
Yeah. I mean, essentially it's like, you know, it's just like the cream rises to the top type of thing.
Yeah.
You know, towards it's like, well, you have to realize like, are you trying to get cream? You're trying to get cheese.
Cream.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And
it's always trying to get cream.
Yeah. Get the money.
I'm trying to give cream, bro. What's up?
I like that.
But yeah, the industry has turned into like, yeah, it's like people are just, it's becoming, expressing yourselves become really docile. It's like really like everyone's doing it. It's not as spectacular. Music's damn near free with Spotify and you're like, you're not really gonna make money just being off your music streaming and stuff like that.
Yeah. Change the camera too, by the way.
Why?
Because
yeah. You gotta kind of have like other shit going on to make money as an entity. You have to have merchandise, t-shirts, whatever kind of YouTube channel that gives advice, you know, whatever it is.
even if you're like a producer and like, you know, you're kind of giving tips and stuff like that. Yeah. That's also something that producers could do.
Yeah. A lot of my producer homies make a lot of their money. Not off their streams are selling their records. They have like producer packs. They sell their beat packs and their drum kits and stuff, and their loops and their MIDI cords and their
one shots and shit.
Yeah. And they get their YouTube videos really big. They get their YouTube, you know what I mean? And then they have their links in the bottom where to get all the stuff to make the beats with. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They even have like, they even do, I know a couple of homies that do like courses online. They go, okay, now, you can hit up my YouTube channel. You can download this course for Fruity Loops or download this course for Ableton or whatever.
Right, right.
So
you're saying that there's not posers. What about this guy?
I'm maybe just saying, but I meet him in the middle doing my own thing. Got him shook, now he's spinning.
I mean, why are you laughing at him?
If it's not popping for me, but it's popping for somebody, and he's having a good time, so you know what I'm saying. Like,
I mean, somebody did comment going crazy, my boy, and then somebody commented also, this touched me.
It's like the music talent equivalent of nutting for the first time. You know, it's just like super uncut, like super awkward.
Wait until he gets down. Hold up. He's going to start getting down right now.
Head ringing loud when I drop the flame. Living my truth.
Let's go.
This is sick, dude. Now
let's get it.
He's getting it, bro. He's in it, dude. He's all the way
come
in
on,
it.
Come on.
I mean, he is in it.
He's
dude.
In it, man. Let him do his thing. You know, he's probably, I mean, somebody's gonna think it's popping. You know what
man,
I mean?
He's cranking these videos out, though. I don't tell
dude,
you that much.
Shit ton of videos.
I look at to change my perspective on how I view music and things about over time.
I'm getting hungry. Everything I see in front of me, I'm gonna eat.
the microwave. Oh, it's much better that way. Yeah. Oh, better that way.
He's I know what he's doing. Do you know what he's doing? You realize what he's doing?
No.
He's making a caricature of himself as being a singer.
You ain't wrong. I think he is. But okay, so there's no posers though in the world, right? Okay, what about this guy?
Her word, don't feel pressure, don't break in this fair weather.
It's the same thing. It's like
this shit's not popping for me. It's definitely not on a level. I'm saying, oh, this fool is a talented person. Not at all. But press pause really quick, dog. Let me say this because I want people to understand. Because people, because this is number one, get off my chest for a long time.
Okay, let's hear it.
Because there's this thing about gangster rap being too whack and needs to be canceled and shit like that. And that's just gay to me. I mean, that's just lame to me.
Wait, what's lame to you? Say it again.
People think that gangster rap should be completely canceled out.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Gangster rap is cool.
What I think is...
It's gay, but it's cool.
I mean, everyone is trying to express themselves in a way in the universe. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And some of it might be real, some of it might not be real. But everyone needs the opportunity to express so, because all the vibrations are the same vibration. That's the problem that came with the conscious community. And they start trying to pilp these walls, thinking their music is better than everyone else's music because they talk about a certain topic.
Right.
That doesn't make your music better than everyone else's music.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
I get that.
You were in your lane making your music, doing your thing for your people, and that's what that is. But when you start talking about my music is better than your music because I talk about crystals and stuff, or my music is better than yours because I'm talking about high vibrational stuff, and now yours is low vibrational, not good no more. You know what I'm saying? So when I start seeing that, I start opening my eyes to everyone making music. Okay, what are people doing when they're making music? Ultimately, people are breaking down themselves and say, I want to express this part of myself really quick, whether it's good or bad or a little bit, and I want to live on this planet for a little bit of time. Right. I'm going to do this.
Right.
When you start seeing as this, you start having less offense to people not being good or not being bad at it. You're right. Seeing like these fools are taking their shot to express themselves because you only live a little bit of time on the planet.
Right.
And then you stop judging the music as a whole, and you start saying, okay, all the music is sacred because you only live a certain amount of time. We live in one vibration, you know what I mean? So all the music is sacred. Doesn't matter what you're doing. Your fart on the mic is fucking sacred. You know what I'm saying? It's all right. You know what I mean? You only live in this human body as a soul and a body, all that shit. Only fucking, as far as we know, one part at a time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
For those who believe in reincarnation, they probably believe they've been here 1,000 times or whatever. But
yeah.
As far as you know, we're here for a second. This fool wants to make a song. To me, I'm not going to lie. That shit's whack to me. I'm not going to bump that shit. It's just whack.
No, guys.
But...
Yeah.
Someone's gonna like it, so I gotta be like, okay, you're not a poser, bro. You're just a human being trying to express yourself really quick. And I respect
this doesn't
that.
Look real to me.
This, I, probably, I don't,
this like that. all this shit looks like trolling.
That's what I'm that's
it probably,
my, that's
honestly,
what
it probably is.
Too.
It probably is, to be honest with you.
I mean,
dude, it's too ridiculous.
It is really ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. I mean, the premise in and of itself is fucking insane. Why the fuck is there people that like that's what they do. That's what they do, Johnny. Really? They know how fucking garbage terrible they are. They know for a fact how garbage terrible they are, so they're just gonna make videos about them being garbage terrible.
Yo, this guy makes a ton of videos.
To be honest with you,
that is trolling.
You're right about that. It does take up the space because now people are watching just because it's whack. They're not watching it because it's good. They're watching it, it's so terrible. I want to look at this fool and mock him and laugh at him like we're doing right now.
Exactly. that's honestly the only reason why I follow those guys because of that.
Yeah.
But it's something that we talked about before in the podcast. It's like hate watching. That's why I follow him, is hate watching, because it fucking pisses me off that he has more fucking listens and views than the Dunce does and DNG. It's fucking retarded.
Yeah, man.
Look at this, just you know.
Yeah, it's trolling.
Yeah, it's not tight.
Just look how he's moving.
Yeah, man. To be honest with you, I can tell you this right now. It's it's the dumbed down of society that made it where people want to watch this stuff over watching people really making music. And there's nothing we could do about that, man. Nah, you know, I can really get deep into it about Illuminati and stuff, how they're dumbing down people.
People are gonna be stupider and stupider
as we go along right now. It's true. It's not gonna get any better.
But it's 100% true.
You gotta be a music. If you're a music listener, you gotta turn back to a music listener that likes to look for shit.
Yeah, this shit doesn't bother me at all. This is just the result. I mean, musicians in and of themselves are a very tight circle of the planet. Yeah. You know what I mean? There's not too many of us that know.
Ultimately, what we stick together.
This shit. This is the mass populace of people that don't know how to fucking do anything with music.
Yeah,
this is the closest thing they have associable to people that try to make music. Like, oh, I could sound like that guy,
right?
And that's what that is. It's just the normal person that does not know anything about music. This is like the on ramp.
That is what it is. You know what's crazy? I was reading this book called Ecotopia. Actually,
Ecotopia.
That sounds interesting.
And they're talking about how in the future, how art is something that everyone just does. So something that people just don't make a lot of money off of, and it leaves a space for not too much ego to be created.
Because
the music's so accessible and everyone's doing it, and everyone has free time to make music inside the society, and they're making it so much that everyone just chilling making music. No one's really just making money off the music anymore. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's leading to that. We're just in a terrible spot in the transition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good.
I mean, it's not good. We're literally.
You're telling me this is not good.
Life can be painful. I'm sorry for the trauma and fighting. I know I can be hurtful. I'm not here to bash you or hurt you by any means. I'm here to give clarity with a sense of relief. I felt like reliving my teens. Being with you felt like I was.
He's rhymed two words so far.
But sadly, at times, I was a machine. Be honest with y'all, fuck with this song.
Honestly, he's got his best shit.
He's got something for everybody.
I was like, we're talking about struggling and shit. Oh, where she'll be the guitar like, playing. Okay.
That shit, dog.
Dude, bet he has a Spotify.
He does have a Spotify.
I bet you it's huge.
No,
bro, look at all these videos. Look, 8,000 views, 1,600 comments, 1,000 views. 400 comments, 2,000 views, 500 comments.
Yeah, man,
it's fucking bullshit.
It's all good, man.
This is trolling.
It's trolling. Gotta let the universe.
Fuck this guy.
You gotta let the universe do what it does.
He's
man.
In LA too. It's on site, dude.
Yeah, he's trolling, dude. He's making money, dude. Getting ready to disown me. My boy Franco picks me up from the depths of myself. That 808's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
I can't listen to this fool no more, actually, dog. Turn this fool off, dog.
Yeah, I can't. Johnny, stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
I'm gonna follow him.
Stop it.
So we see him on all the dunces page. See, now.
No hate towards this fool or nothing, you know. Fool, you're tight.
Johnny, I know you're on Instagram right now. You're sitting down, you're on Instagram, but you're not taking a shit, dude. I don't care what you. I don't want to see your doom scrolling.
I'll start doom scrolling right now, dude. No, I want to show you guys something. I seen it. I want to see if you guys remember this shit.
Okay.
Okay.
Literature for the youth, a staple of the American spirit going back decades upon decades.
Do you remember
whether
this?
You grew up with the Hardy Boys, Goosebumps, or Captain Underpants. You know the profound effect these classics had on the course of our lives. But one series towers above the rest, one that to this day is still inspiring memes based on its iconic book covers, and that title goes to no other than Animorphs.
Animorphs, I do remember that shit.
You remember that shit?
That shit was so banging, actually. I
mean, it was, right?
I used to read it and watch the show.
And a cool one. Maybe, depending on...
I don't know who this fucking nerd is, but Animorphs was the shit. Remember that?
Yeah, that shit was really hard.
That shit was sick. That's all I wanted to show.
Yeah,
I just seen that picture right now, and I was like, oh, shit, Animorphs?
I just fuck Animorphs hard, dude. That TV show, too. On Nickelodeon.
Sick. Yep, on Nickelodeon. I remember that shit.
That shit was real tight.
I remember that shit. So let's talk. I mean, we got to talk about the fires, guys. Fucking LA is burning.
Go to... We're dead.
We're dying, dude.
Go to on YouTube. Go to Chasing.
All right, first and foremost, you know, shout out to anyone that had been, you know, sending love your way. Hope you guys are surviving
out
there.
Prayers out to you guys,
prayers
man.
Out to everybody.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, everyone involved.
It's a travesty for sure.
Except the rich people.
It's
you guys.
You know,
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no, dude, because I get it though. I get it though, because I lived right here. I mean, 2003. This is the Grand Prix fryer right here. Came right up to my doorstep almost. It was ridiculous. Yeah. I had to evacuate and all that shit.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
Yeah,
these flames. I know on TV you see these flames, but dude, they're in person. They go up like a 4-story building tall.
Yep.
Like they're huge.
Yeah,
it's kind of ridiculous.
It's insane. Yeah. It's like you don't realize it, but on TV. But go to.
You said chasing what?
Yeah, it's on my. I got it right here, bro.
This is good podcasting.
No, it's right here. It's right. Chasing realities.
Realities. Okay.
Chasing reality.
What is it?
Just this guy, he's like a storm chaser, but he chases like crazy stuff, like riots and shit.
Oh, so he has a fire.
Yeah, he has a fire. He's like in the neighborhoods, dude. When the wind's going, go to the one that says like day or night one.
Night one?
Night one. When this all first happened, look how crazy this is, dude.
Night one. Here we go.
Full screen that bitch.
This is crazy. Shout out Chasing Realities.
Yeah, this guy's a wild.
Yo, that's terrifying. And this guy's over here just like, yo, let me fucking...
He's in Pacific Palisades right now.
Real quick, though. Do you think the firefighter's like, what the fuck are you doing, dude? Go home. Why are you out here?
Well...
Because if I was a firefighter, I'd be like, bro, what are you doing?
No, he probably has his media...
There's his news media out there, too.
Clearances.
Oh, maybe.
That's why. But he's allowed to be out there because he has the right, probably, passes and shit.
Okay, I'm going to skip ahead a little bit. Look at this shit. That's crazy.
That shit's wild, bro.
That's a whole ass house.
He just drives through the neighborhood. Like with the 360 cam. It's crazy.
That's freaking nuts. Those are big houses. You can
tell. Look at that wind, bro.
That wind's crazy.
Damn. God was like, no more P. Diddy burning everything down.
Look at that, dude. That's the wind.
Crazy.
That happened 68 miles away from here, dude.
That is nuts. You know what's crazy?
That's crazy as shit, dude.
That's a two-story house, and the flames are taller than that. You know what I mean? And how much wind is that's the winds fuck everything up over here. That's crazy.
Yeah, man, the winds are crazy. It's really loss of words, bro. There's nothing much to say about it. You know what I mean? It's like
some bullshit.
It's crazy. It's some bullshit. It's dangerous. It's, you know, it's growing, and you know.
Look at that. Nuts.
Whole ass. Almost every house, dude. It's every house.
Crazy.
Every house is on fire. That's fucking crazy.
Oh my god.
I'm so sorry for everyone that's affected by this. I'm really sorry. This is out of control.
Look at that. A whole house. How insane. I never see. This is some crazy footage, actually. I'm trying to think of jokes, and I can't even think of anything.
No, this is just impossible. This is insane. Burned all the way to the ocean, dude.
That's crazy. Well, that's what happens when you're corrupted Hollywood. They burn you down. God says no more. He's done with your guys' shit over there, and all of you rich people in Hollywood. He's done with your shit. Sorry.
It's like they're going to make a video game after it.
I feel like it's always like
Diddy's Rage.
Diddy's Rage. No, the truth is always somewhere in the middle. We'll never know. That's all I always believe about these kind of things. Because as we were talking about earlier before we came on camera, I'm a conspiracy rabbit hole person.
Yeah.
And I know not to even go down them anymore. When I see things happening, like, that's probably some shit connected to some shit, that some other shit that I read down there. Some shit, like, you know, I just don't go down them. Because really, when things like this happen, it's like, now just focus on you. On that.
Yeah.
What I mean, you. Focus on the inner work and love and send out love to people that are doing
exactly.
That.
Because deep down, you know, it's not that apple pie reasoning that they're trying to tell you.
Yeah, so you know. whether it's something nefarious or not nefarious, it doesn't even matter anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
It's like, you gotta just put your good energy out there when people are involved.
But just for shits,
you know,
and giggles, what are some of the conspiracies we're hearing? I hear the insurance companies fucking taking off people's insurance.
Oh man, I've heard a couple of them that are just like, plausible.
That's what I'm saying. When Brandon told me,
I think they're all true. All of them.
I think so too.
All of them are true.
Brandon, what did Brandon say? He said, "Oh, P. Diddy's house went up." I was like, "Oh,
yeah, they're all.
Of course it did. You know."
So it's all true. There's always stuff going on, dude.
They've been trying to hide so much shit because of the P. Diddy shit. It's like all these people's houses went up.
So it's not Dante's Inferno. It's Diddy's Inferno.
Yes,
that's crazy.
I don't look anymore after the pandemic happened. I stopped looking up stuff.
Pandemic.
Well, dude, did you see what Mel Gibson said about it?
I didn't see that. But we're gonna watch it for sure,
dude.
We definitely gonna watch it.
Dude, Mel Gibson on fires.
Yeah, I seen the a video of him talking. I think it was on
Fox.
Yeah, it was on something.
It was on Fox.
I seen the screenshot. Sure, I was like, oh,
dude,
shit.
I was just like, dang, dude. I'm like, actually, you know what?
Kind of agree with him. This one, yeah.
Were you able to get possessions that, of course, are really immaterial when you have your family? But I've been to your house. It was an incredible home, a beautiful home.
Is this what you're talking about, right?
Get anything out?
We can play this because it's news.
Not much. A few necessary things. You know, my son I said, just go and grab this and this and this. And he grabbed like three things and took off. And then, you know, those are okay. Stuff like passports and a couple of papers and stuff like that. But by and large, everything was just, when I got there the other day, I went up there yesterday, it looked like Dresden, you know. After Bomber Harris got through it.
That's not the one I was talking about.
Not the one you're talking about?
Nothing left.
No.
I know what you're talking about. That was pointless video.
Yeah, it was.
There was another one where it looks like he
pointed towards
his house.
It possibly that it's some this arson in his plan or some shit like that.
This one.
Joining us now, actor and Academy Award winning director
one.
Mel Gibson.
I think we know who the culprits are. In fact, my son was just, he's a member of the volunteer fire brigade. He sort of interfaces between LA County Fire and people, and they assist them where they can during, before, and after the blaze.
I like the music
and
make it all scary.
The residents in Corral Canyon caught an arsonist up there, and the guy was all tooled up with fire gear and equipment and stuff like that and ready to go, and he had been lighting fires, but they corralled the guy in Corral Canyon and gave him to the police. So
apparently Mel, that individual was never charged. It's a very confusing set of facts because apparently he was reportedly trying to light things on fire.
Yeah, that's what I saw. It was like a Mexican dude and he was like in the corner and he was like lighting some shit on fire and they caught him. They're like, he was like the number one suspect or something at one point. It was like only like yesterday when I seen that. So that's crazy. If they already let him go, it's like, bro, don't let him go yet.
I wonder who hired you.
Yeah.
Maybe some globalist or something.
Or the fucking insurance company.
You never know, man.
We're at the peasant level. We'll never know the truth.
Exactly.
That's what I've come down to all this stuff. And I've been down all the rabbit holes, like all the everything you could think of, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We ain't never going to know the truth.
Mm-hmm. That's why I stop with rabbit holes. Cause it don't fucking matter. We're never going to know.
Yeah,
the only reason why I'd go down the rabbit hole is just I guess.
Yeah. If you like me, I enjoy lore.
Yeah, me too.
I like read the Bible, the Quran and shit. Yeah. I'm like reading Lord of the Rings and like I love lore.
Yeah.
So the conspiracy rabbit holes is more lore for me.
Yeah.
So it's like
government lore and shit.
Yeah, I was like, fuck yeah. Look
at it. Y'all's is sick.
It's tight. Like, it's not the fire. Alien UFO documents hidden? Oh shit, I don't know all about this.
They have not ruled out that arson.
That fucking music's creepy.
I know, right?
There's obviously still investigating this, and at the same time, Mel, there are numerous complaints.
771 acres Hearst
fire hydrants did not have water or
this is from a couple of days ago.
Yes,
and the LA fire chief herself reacted. Watch this.
my stance on this is...
Hey, you see this bitch?
When a firefighter comes up to a hydrant...
She threw the mayor under the bus, dude.
Hell yeah.
Our fuck firefighters are there to protect lives and
property. Yeah, she threw the LA mayor under the bus. It's fucking crazy.
What'd she do?
That's my position on this. So if there's no water, I don't know how the water gets to the hydrants.
Yeah, so I heard that too, that the fire hydrants are the water system I know already because my godfather worked for Chino Water District, and he said everything was electric nowadays. Like everything is run off electricity, like the pumps and opening valves and stuff like that. So the hydrants weren't getting enough water because they turned off all the power. So that's why there was firefighters trying to use every like thing they can to put out the fires, but they didn't have enough resources because they shut off the power. So they literally couldn't get water to the fire hydrants. That was one thing that I was hearing.
Yeah.
And everything's electricity based now, which is kind of fucking retarded. They should, at least some things in this world got to be analog. You can't have everything electronics because one EP, what is it called? EP fucking... EMP blast, we're fucked, dude. But, dude, at my store, we had internet. We didn't have internet for 2.5 days, and it was fucking like hell. Like we couldn't use our phones because there was no connection on our phones right there, and we had no Wi-Fi. We had no phone lines there. The power was on. We had to run everything cash, but I couldn't use my phone to do like other stuff that I have to do in the store because I need Wi-Fi for some things. It was just like, bro, we were sitting there just looking at each other and
So you're a cyborg.
Dude, yeah.
So when technology runs out, you can't do anything.
Yeah, we all are. What are you going to do?
Find somewhere in the woods to sit.
That's why at that day, those couple of days I decided I'm going to get me an acoustic bass. I'm going to get me an acoustic guitar. Yeah.
Hey, that's what I tell producers. If you can't play guitar and the power goes out and you can't make music, you're never a musician.
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
I love that. I like that a lot. That's so true.
It's very true.
That's so funny. Listen to that. I'm gonna be fucking taking pots and pans with me so I could make some beats.
Right here.
I know they were messing with the water.
Right here.
Letting reserves go for one reason or another. They've been doing that a while. California has a lot of problems that sort of baffle the mind as far as why they do things. And then in the events like this, you sort of look, is it on purpose? Which it's an insane thing to think.
It is.
But one begins to ponder
whether I like Mel Gibson. I love this guy.
There is a purpose in mind. What could it be, you know?
Hey, he's a patriot, bro.
Yeah, definitely. And, yeah, it, you were talking about that. It, this, there what you, go. You go across the street and you just, you know, right there. Those are the ones that you're talking about. Those are the seaside homes that are off of Malibu. And man,
fucking crazy.
Just, all of them just are gone.
Just, first of all, how does houses literally on the water going up in flames? That makes no sense.
It's crossing the street. The embers are crossing the street.
No, I get that part, but the water is right there. I'm sure there's some type of pump system that you can pump water and shoot it to the fucking.
Not really, bro.
There is.
No way. I mean, these are residents. These are regular people.
I'm not saying houses. For them, for the firefighters. We should have some resources.
Oh, dude, there was no manpower, dude.
Well, yeah,
that's the whole thing.
So we got the Mexicans coming from
down south. That's why the county fire chief threw the fucking mayor under the bus.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, dude, you cut our budget. Was it $17 million in October?
Well, we all know Gavin Newsom's fucking bitch. He's still mayor, right?
No, Gavin Newsom, he's the governor.
Oh, he's the governor. That's what he is. Well, yeah, but the mayor is the same. Like,
Karen Bass, Karen Bass, she's a. I don't know. You know that bitch was in Ghana. She was in Ghana when the fire broke out.
Really?
Did you know that?
That's
she was at the inauguration of the president of Ghana. Why? It's like
why were you out there?
Yeah. She flew back right away. This guy from Sky News was trying to like get her like, how do you feel bad? Blah 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 blah. She was just ignoring him. It was the most awkward 30 seconds in the world.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
We'll never know. We'll never know what's going on. It's for sure some orchestrated plan, but I don't even care to get to the bottom of it anymore. Yeah. I just hope people are okay. You know what I mean?
You know, I'm also kind of wondering. I mean, I know this crazy. Kind of,
I don't know. New topic. This is fucking bumming me out, dude.
It's bumming me out, dude.
It's a bummer, you know?
Let's get a little bit more of what Gibson's got to say here.
There's a great need for high-density housing in California and across the country. That's a big push by the climate folks.
High density housing. You know what that sounds like to me? Sure. What does that sound like to you? High density housing. Well, sounds like a smart way to make a building, you know?
It's definitely kind of do some things.
Well, yeah, apartment complexes, condos, such.
We should make a conspiracy episode where I talk about all the conspiracies I know. I'll bring diaphragms and stuff and like notes and like we have a whole whiteboard.
In this case, like goodbye single family.
He's like, you ever seen the Monster Can logo?
Have you seen the Monster Can logo? Yeah, bro.
Yeah, it's quite interesting.
He's in Hebrew, that one of those symbols is a six. You put three on the other, that's 666. You know that one, right?
People saying that shit.
He knows that one.
Holmes, hello, high density house.
Oh,
housing.
Shit.
Yeah.
The music fucking is giving me anxiety.
The music is creeping
me
in for sure.
It's pretty scary. And it'll take decades to do that, too. It's like, even if it, you know, if it's a good idea, which I don't know if it is, but reminds me of the old cattle barons clearing people off the land, you know. But I don't know. I can make all kinds of horrible theories up in my head, conspiracy theories and everything else.
There you go.
It just seemed a little
there it is. Word of the day.
No water, and it, and that the wind conditions were right, and that there are people ready and willing and able to start fires. And are they commissioned to do so, or are they just acting on their own volition? I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, I've heard enough.
I mean, think about this too. Why is Mel Gibson on Fox though? That also makes me think about some things. Like why him? Why is he on Fox talking about?
For
this?
One, I'm gonna say this just so people know. But know what I and know what I. Anything that comes out of anything mainstream is a narrative that
they want to push.
They want to push and want you to know. There's nothing that's played that's not played on there that's not tailored to control your mind in some type of way. So
I don't know because it's the fire situation. They're just getting colorful commentary at this point. I don't really think
they want for views. Maybe he lost his house.
He did lose his house.
That's probably why they're interviewing.
He's just throwing conspiracy right now because he's pissed.
Yeah, he's pissed, you know? And he's like, yeah, you fools probably burned down my house.
Which I get it.
I made the Patriot.
I get it. I mean, the whole thing doesn't make sense. I get it. None of it makes sense. Really I mean, doesn't. But at the same time, it's just like, well, it's just how much of it is negligence. Nobody wants to believe you're just that negligent.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean?
It's like an impossible level of negligence. It's just like, you can't function even in regular life, yet alone you're the mayor or you're the fucking fire chief or whatever.
Some of the stuff he was hinting towards made perfect sense. Like that reminds me of them burning the land to get the cattle off. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, and then right here, I'm looking at the comments on this video and people are saying it's just like Hawaii. Yeah, that's right. Remember Hawaii went up in flames.
Oh, yep.
And they had no water. Same thing. They had no water. Like, how do you not have water in Hawaii, bro? It's fucking surrounded by water. How do you not have something? There is pump systems that could take fucking water from the ocean and put it on land.
In gallons, yeah.
It fucking by a lot. You know what I mean? So how is this happening? It doesn't make any sense. Even if LA didn't have water, the water's right there. There's definitely ways to pump it through and get some of the houses that are near the coast. Because that near the coast makes no sense. We have way too much technology.
When you're saying why don't they just pump it? Are you talking about building the infrastructure to do that?
Those infrastructures should be already made.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Because right now you're talking about something that doesn't even exist yet.
No, but they do exist.
I'm just saying something that doesn't exist into our infrastructure. It doesn't exist in our infrastructure.
Well, why the fuck does it not? Why are we not putting funding?
Because
we know LA goes up in flames every fucking year. Why are we not? Why are we not putting?
Listen, man. I'm not a fucking fire expert. You can suck a dick, but that's what you can do.
Does he?
All I'm saying is, why are we not? Why is the government in LA not put? Or why is LA not putting money into like even anybody on the coast? There should never be a house that's literally on the coast and right next to the water should never go on fire. They should be able to put that out, that shit out instantly because the water is right there.
Hey, want
to
know something fucked up? What? Where's the Coast Guard? Yeah, where the fuck seriously. Was the Coast Guard?
You think they should be
for all the houses on for all if they knew, ship,
like, exactly.
That's what I'm saying. If they knew houses were burning on the fucking coast, where the fuck is the Coast Guard?
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's like honestly, let's want to spread it out a little bit, responsibility out. Let's go everybody, because at this point everyone's negligent for everything.
True, we're negligent for living in California.
Exactly, 100%, 100%. Look at this. I just looked up something. Let's see. Let me see. Let's see if this is legit. That says right here, the water stream is intended to swamp open hold pirate vessels and prevent pirates from boarding the ships. The U.S. Coast Guard does not include water cannons in its non-lethal use of force arsenal. Water cannons are high powered and not accurate, elevating the risk of indiscriminate injury. So basically, because I've seen this before. So the Coast Guard does have water cannons on their ships, and they do that when, like how it says right here, when
people try to board the ship. So it's just a deterrent from what you read.
It's a deterrent. But can they not use that same thing and shoot houses that are literally right there on the coast?
Well, I mean, maybe it's something you build into the damn ship.
Yeah.
Especially ships running the coast of California, dude.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. None of these houses on the coast should have been burned up.
I don't know. I'm just,
none of them should
I'm
have.
I'm just angry taxpayer, that's all.
Yeah. I mean, if our tax money goes into like saving people's houses and shit on the coast, I'm okay with that.
I don't know. They take a lot of my fucking check. So I fucking
they do
know.
Take a lot of my
a lot of too. Fucking my money.
So that shit pisses me off.
It pisses me off seeing people like that pay even more money. They look at those extravagant houses. How much taxes do you think those fucking people pay? And the city and like it was mismanaged to that point for the whole fucking this goddamn city just burned to ash. Like what the fuck?
That's actually crazy, dude.
It's tragic, bro. Like
the whole city's gone.
The whole situation is very tragic. And you know, there's people that passed away, RIP to them, you know. And there's definitely all kinds of conspiracies going on. Smart cities want to be built and celebrities trying to hide things and all kinds of stuff.
That's a crazy one.
They all could be true things. But at the end of the day, it's like, or at the beginning of the day, I like to say at the beginning, the end of the day means you're stopping something. Actually, we're coming into the light. At the beginning of the day, we're just going to move into a space where either things like this are going to bring us together or drive us further apart. I'm seeing like, you know, people, firefighters from Mexico coming over. Remember, that's a whole big thing. Trump is talking about sending fools away. Remember mm-hmm. that? Mm-hmm. But that's going to change people, especially people that probably voted for Trump. They're probably thinking now like, hey, now maybe that was not such a good idea. Look at Mexico. They're down to help us out in a crisis to come save California. That might change people's ways of thinking.
Right.
Just to, you know, all tragedies are moments to progress to. You know, you got to see it as that.
Yeah.
You know, your strengths, I posted this yesterday, your stresses can become, you know, come power. And then like your setbacks can become stepping stones.
Yep.
You know, and this is a moment we could use as that, you know, as a community, you know, I'm seeing people that I know that I wouldn't normally see them do this, but they're opening up their businesses, collecting things for people that are, you know, affected by the fire. There's people that, you know, are setting up, you know, donation centers for at their stores and stuff.
Yeah.
And I've seen the community come together more than ever. And it was crazy because our devices are like designed to divide us. They got all this content. Yep. They got all this content out trying to divide men against women and women against men and gender against gender and all this stuff. Yep. But now with shit going up in flames, it's like, okay, we're all humans and we got to see who needs food, who needs water, who needs diapers, who needs formula, who needs a place to sleep. And it's putting people in the real mindset. Like we're all human beings right here. And when things like this happen, we gotta put all that shit aside and like come together. Hopefully we'll come together and start looking at these conspiracies for reals at some point. But until then, it's good that we're coming together to help each other get out of the bad parts.
Yeah, that's pretty wild though.
Yeah, that's
I mean, the whole thing is just eye-opening for so many different ways of thinking about, it's just like, we literally slept on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like, we slept on that whole thing. For not letting that happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
And it's just like, damn, you know, you got to wake up now.
Yeah, exactly. You definitely time to wake up. Definitely.
It's 3 a.m. and the fucking repo man's coming.
When the first fires happened, I remember those some right here near the Baldy area a couple months ago, before this one. I knew something with fires was gonna happen again soon. That was like, for me, being who I am, I'm like, okay, this is the
thing. Another one's coming.
Yeah, that one's coming big, actually. This is like a sweet, mm-hmm. this is like a test.
Yeah.
I kind of knew that already.
Man.
But we definitely, California, I mean, we deal with this every year. Why we need to really put more money into, you know, fire prevention, you know, obviously that's like a weird concept. Like what do you do to prevent fires? It's not much. Houses are made of fucking wood. I mean, what are you going to do? You know, but like having the necessary resources or upgrading fucking water source. That's all we need is water. Like upgrade it somehow. Like I'm not the smart guy.
Yeah.
Like,
I was going to say fucking
hire, get the smart guys on this shit. Like, can we put money into getting the smart people on the coast is right there. Let's fucking find a way to fucking pump water from there and get it into the city. Cause it's always fucking LA that goes up in flames. Like,
can we figure it out? But how is it? I don't see how that's possible either. I don't know the technicalities. I don't know the science.
Yeah.
But I don't know how things can burn on the ocean that close, and there's no way to shoot water from there.
Yeah.
That sounds wild to me. But I guess it hasn't been invented yet. Maybe we watch too much cartoons, right. Reading too much comic books. We think, you know, Aquaman's going to come out and do something. But, you know, it happened, and all we could do is be like, man, how can we prevent this from happening as a community?
Right.
And how can we, you know, become stronger, you know?
Right, exactly.
That's the only recourse. And I hope people get smart enough to start looking into some conspiracies. That would help. If people would just look beyond, not see it, because this is a problem. People see the conspiracy things as, oh, these are just false truths. Like, no, these are just different perspectives. To really know a truth, you have to see all the perspectives. So if you're blocking out a perspective, you're not going to see not even close to what's going to be going on. So you almost have, if you want to know what's going on, you kind of have to look into the conspiracies.
That's true.
Whether you believe them or not at the end is up to you, but you have to look at them if you want to know. Because there's going to be some things that correlate at some point.
There's a lot of things that are going to make sense.
Yeah. Some shit's going to be bullshit. Some shit's going to be for sensation. They're going to play the little weird music in the background to get you, ooh, you know.
Right. They do that. They do that very well, too.
They do that very good, yeah.
Because it builds anxiety in us.
I mean, you can play any, imagine. I want to play that with like some crazy funny music behind it. They're like, oh yeah, this guy's a clown. Look at him. He's saying clown things. He's like,
I mean, that's true.
And they put a little, for good measure, they put a little like honky nose.
On a serious note though, there are some people that have their receipts. Right. They're going to say some shit and be like, but I have this document showing what I'm saying. And that's what it comes. You have to have a little bit of discernment within yourself. Like, you know, can I see through bullshit? And you got to be willing to, if it's a solid truth that you disagree with, but they have the receipts right in front of you. You have to be willing to like waver your beliefs a little bit. Cause sometimes a belief will stop. Cause a belief is a suggestion. It's not a full truth. It's like a maybe.
Yeah.
So if you have a belief stopping you from looking at solid evidence, that's a problem within yourself. And you have to go meditate and figure that shit out. That's why I love that shit too. Because sometimes you might come across something like, fuck, I've been a Christian my whole life, or I've been a Muslim my whole life. I don't want to believe that this happened at the beginning of this religion, blah, blah, blah. And sometimes you got to swallow the pill and be like, fuck, that shit happened. They did that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I mean, that's true though. That's true, especially with religion.
Especially with religion and everything, because religion kind of ties into this stuff. When you get into it, you see that the churches were the first banks.
Yeah, yeah.
So it all ties in, and they still hold things now. The Vatican, they still hold like documentations, gold. They have the Knights of Templar gold, all that shit. So
yep, that's true.
The amount of priceless art that they have, it's
that
insane.
Part too. Yeah, just stacked up. So
I'm gonna play this, and then I'm gonna go hit the restroom real quick. Here you go. Listen to that.
Better be stupid.
I don't know. It's a random artist.
Oh.
Oh, it already sounds sick.
No, it's Teddy Swims.
Okay.
I love Teddy Swims. How can someone like you? But you give it up. But I can
That fool's beard is perfect. Damn.
Who's that, Randy?
That fool has that.
Huh?
That fool has that a precise, like, clone. He has that Clone Wars beard going on. So perfect. Like, look at his design. This is a hard ass track, though. Ever since I met you, tell me,
are you? Who is this, Randy?
This guy?
Yeah, look at him.
This is pretty sick. You see, you know this guy's
Teddy Swims.
I have no clue who this is.
He does the one. He does a song that I lose control. I lose control. No,
I don't know if I know that one.
I only listen to death metal.
This guy's sick though.
Yeah, Teddy Swims is really good. He's in my vocal range too. I can sing.
Is that Frank Ocean?
No, Giveon or something. Look at this fucking guy's outfit though. That's just sick. Brandon, that's what, why don't that's you do that?
His name is crazy. Giveon. Dan's mom was on one for sure.
You don't like, but look at that. I'm fucking gonna
give
outfit.
You the blackest name in the universe.
Look at that fucking.
Oh yeah, I get a blade. I get a blade coat like that.
Like a leather blazer, dude.
Hell yeah.
That's fucking
that's
sick.
Clean.
Being in the club with a sword.
That's
like,
fucking clean though.
Looking like Wesley Snipes.
Daywalker ass.
Daywalker ass. He got his gloves on too. That fool dick is OJ. I just want you to
know. Is it I pretend or something? I mean, real, I don't know what to think. Nice. For me, because I'm a tenor. Like any singer that's really good, that's a tenor. Also, I like freaking singing.
Mm-hmm.
That's just so sick, dude.
You relate to it?
I relate to it. Because it's just like I feel like the way you write melodies as a tenor is so different.
Yeah.
You know, because it hits differently. I don't know.
I love how simple this video is, dude. So dope, but simple as hell.
Cost $1 million though, just for the couch.
Cost way too much for no reason. In a white room and fucking fancy couches, and then in a black room with nothing. That's the same room as the one they're sitting in. You see it?
Yeah, it is.
This is how simple videos are, guys.
Just make something like this.
Yeah, I know, right? This is how simple videos. They're one room. They do two different shots in the one room, the white with the white background, and then this one right here that we're looking at. They just use different lighting. And the black room, honestly, might be the same room too. You know what I'm saying? That right there, that room, is probably the same room.
With the lights off.
With the lights off, yeah. Simple. I bet, yeah, it probably costs like 20 G's. That's a cool song. Probably, I like that.
Probably not.
Why don't you ever hear tell me about this guy? He's got a million views.
Teddy Swims is huge. He's a huge.
Never heard.
He's kind of a big guy, but I wouldn't say he's huge.
Like this other fucking dude. Like
he's like a little chubby, but I wouldn't say he's fat or anything.
This fucking dude.
That fucking guy. That fucking guy right there. Fucking.
Is he bigger than Tupac?
Ain't nobody bigger than
he's
Tupac.
He's not bigger than Tupac. He ain't big at all, dog.
Ain't nobody bigger than Tupac, dog. You already know this.
Tupac is the biggest, dog.
The biggest motherfucker I know. That I don't know.
This guy, Michael Minnelli.
He's bigger than Pac.
Hey, speaking of conspiracy theories, you think he's alive still?
Nah.
Come on, Brandon.
Nah.
Who is that?
This is what you said, Michael Minnelli, dude.
No, Minnelli.
This is who you're talking about.
I don't know about Michael Minnelli, but Machiavelli, they killed him. P. Diddy killed him.
Is this who you're talking about? The city of London. I have been working in the quantum Mick, field. This is who you're talking about. really because of my this defense fucking dork right here. And my
technology. Just let it run, dude. We established run the city it. Of London
in it's the got 57 night. Subscribers, 183 views for a year.
Dog.
Our podcast get more views. That's good.
Hey, it's like, okay, stop. First of all, Dude, just shave your fucking head. Just like, what are you holding on to, bro?
Give it up, bro.
Hey, man, that's a style, dude.
Give it up, old fuck.
He's like, I'm very cool. I don't know. That's just me. I'm just speaking for myself, but obviously it's like.
When I start going bald, I'm going to let the couple of dreads hang off the side instead of top bald and shit.
You have the side, you're going to have Hulk Hogan dreads.
I'm going to do one of those ponytails like the Shoguns do in Japan, in the feudal Japan. Like
fucking Mr. T.
What's this guy yapping about?
No, Michael Minnelli.
That's Michael Minnelli.
Minnelli.
Machiavelli.
He didn't even spell it right.
You Machiavelli, right? Machiavelli?
He didn't spell it right. He's an idiot.
This guy, he's a scientist. He's talking about fucking quantum computing and shit.
He's not big in the park.
He might be, dude.
This guy is so, like, his voice does not look good with his face.
How do you spell his last name?
M-I-N-E.
Machiavelli.
So,
Michael Machiavelli?
Machiavelli.
M-I-N-E-L-L-I.
Here we go. This guy.
Yes, sir.
I was close. This guy's still Machiavelli. White.
His face does not go with his voice. I know guys that work at AT&T right now that look just like this guy.
AT&T.
That's
fucked up.
Somebody, this thing right here feels different, don't it? I never gotta worry about where we both stand. Everyone around us rushes labels and commitments lately. We ain't gotta force a thing.
Bro, this guy definitely works at Champs. You know what I'm saying? I swear I seen this guy at Champs the other day at the mall.
Okay.
Care about a plan. Trust your energy when you're next to me. Even if it's all we'll ever be. Time with you feels heavenly. I know you understand.
Things turn it like down a little bit too on the headphones. There you go. Ease my mind.
I don't have to be a man. Let's keep it.
Pretty dope.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad actually.
His melodies are really good.
Yeah. It's not bad.
It's pretty
I don't like
good.
His outfit, but
that's what I'm saying though. I mean, but he's like one of those guys you don't expect someone that you've probably seen before somewhere.
Yeah, he tearing like it up. Looks like a DJ.
Don't live for one night. Let's keep it.
He's pretty tight.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
He has a good falsetto voice.
Yeah.
I've never heard this song.
I typically don't listen to this genre that much.
Yeah, me neither, but I liked it.
I like it. I haven't listened to that genre since the 90s, since Aaliyah was making shit.
Aaliyah, yeah.
I've been watching you like a hawk.
Yeah, he's
in the
mostly
sky.
That's
the
shit right
there. Yeah.
He got big on social media, saw all his clips for your. Probably, yeah.
It's probably like that.
You'll see his bread and butter, what he does.
This is what he does right here.
What's going on, bro? You rap? Come on, let's do it.
Nice to meet you. My name is Michael Minnelli.
Yeah, he does this live. This is a recorded live.
It's really cool.
Yeah, it's sick.
I'm going to start it, then you go. Girl, I hate to see you.
He's a good voice.
He does. Mick, we should do some shit like this, dude.
Yeah.
Cut it down real low with a 30 inch bust down. That ass still show stronger than some hen dog, smoother than a Merlot. You be doing meal prep, but we know where the meals go, baby. Everything you do, Prada, Zodiac, Dollar, get it from your mama. Work hybrid, so you got your own.
Pretty cool. This guy's pretty good. Shop,
katana, Cartier, he's off the street.
Yeah,
SWV, Tink, Tyrese, Usher. You a snack in a backpack. You a
he's
gusher.
Definitely an artist, though. That probably sets it up.
Yeah,
I always think about
collaboration
that
collaboration video.
Yeah,
I always make some videos like that. Walk up, like, hey, who are you guys? Hey, is that a guitar? You play guitar too? Oh shit!
We should do it us three.
Yeah,
that would actually be some pretty good content, like fucking making fun of this kind of shit.
Yeah. Oh, I never met you before. You know how to do this dance too? Oh, let's get in synchronicity.
What? You know how to play?
You start shredding and shit.
Yeah.
That actually be pretty fucking great.
It's like I know. It's like yeah, I could hold a tune.
I could sing a little bit.
I rap sometimes. Still on the weekends.
That would actually be pretty great. That'd be a good, that'd be a very good video, actually. We should make that.
That should be funny.
That would actually be hilarious. And just go into one of our songs, though, like one of the Dunce's songs with you, with Brandon in it. So it's like, wait a minute, this is a real song.
Do you remember that 12-foot ninja video when they all meet up and they're like, have you been busy? Like, yeah, I've been busy. Like, you have been busy? I've been busier than a cat bearing shit on concrete. Do you remember that shit?
I don't remember that.
Then after they go into like a sick, they go into a sick ass song after. Oh, fuck is that? It's on the tip of my tongue.
Come on, dude. I got them pulled up already.
I see it. Go Up to the Top is probably one of their first videos. Is that one?
This one?
Yeah.
These guys are pretty tight.
Hey, this is my favorite bands right now, dog.
Yes, mate, I have been busy. I've been as busy as a blowfly at a barbecue.
Well, that is busy, isn't it? That's quite busy. What about you, mate? Have you been busy? Have you been busy, have you?
I've been busier than a one-legged man in an asking competition.
That's stupid. I love these guys.
That is busy. It's quite busy. Shane, have you been busy, mate?
Have you been busy, have you?
Fuck, I know I've been busy. I've been busier than a dog with three fucking dicks.
And what about you, Ron?
Rock bands always have the lowest budget videos.
For real.
Have you been, pal?
Been busier than a cat.
A fucking cat, mate. Is that right?
You haven't really been that busy. Been on holidays then, have you? Bit of relaxing time. Bit of watching the bloody grass grow. Watching the paint dry, have you? No, I've been busier than a cat.
Ew. Mate, everyone knows cats aren't that busy.
I've been busier than a cat bearing shit.
Nah. Been busy, mate. You haven't been bloody busy at all.
On concrete.
What?
I have been busier than a cat bearing shit on concrete.
Well, that is fucking busy then, isn't it?
That is fucking busy.
Haven't you?
He's a busy boy. He's a busy little beaver.
All right, Mick.
All right.
Can we start making some shit like this on our videos?
Wow.
Or I would love to do some bullshit like this. Like just in the beginning of our video, after yeah. like commentary, like you know stuff like this, I think that'll be hilarious.
Oh, man.
It'd be stupid, but it'd be funny.
All people's videos are stupid like this. That's just them in black.
These guys are tight. Is it coming? Here it goes. It's coming. Don't worry. It's coming.
Get it in there real quick. Plug it in.
So stupid, dude.
This shark guitar is hard.
Now put your money where your mouth is. You have the method, but will you move mountains? This has become quite a vehicle with a roof or aggrandizing ghost. You have adapted to the role.
This is hard.
Come on, these guys are sick, dude.
Yeah.
If you guys don't know 12 Foot Ninja, just go give them a listen. Listen to a few songs in their category. What would you like? A little fucking Faith No More-ish, but like heavier and stuff, I would say.
Yep, exactly.
That's exactly what I would say that they're kind of like.
Lordy, lordy, lordy. That's banger.
It's just so sick, dude.
Yeah, dude.
These guys are crazy. Look, if you guys like fun music, this is the band right here. They're very fun. Very fun music.
I find myself listening to bands like this now, like Tubring and Bungle.
Oh, I fucking love Tubring.
Dog Fashion, Disco, their old shit
again. I love Dog Fashion.
Yeah.
Always the best. Always the best.
Slapping beats, dope ass bass playing for sure. That's why I listen to those bands in that weird pocket.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the bass players always be like,
they're always crazy. Yeah, like Nuclear Rabbit and shit.
Nuclear Rabbit. Yeah. Woo. They've been around for a long time, just like 91 or something. Yep. I didn't know that.
Yep.
But in high school, I discovered them. I thought they were a new band, and I was like, fucking Nuclear Rabbit, sick. Like,
man, you never heard that shit, Mick? Nuclear Rabbit.
I heard like one song from them.
Oh, dude, they're out of control, bro. Put on Nuclear Rabbit song.
Let's find out. I mean, hey, we're going down the rabbit hole, right?
Yeah, Nuclear Rabbit.
Make sure you're seeing what time.
Hey, I'm checking. Yeah, so we're a little ahead of this right here. We got about like a good.
We're doing an hour.
A little bit over an hour, so we got to get like 15 minutes or so, 10, 15, something like that. This is my boy right here, Jean Baudin. Guy's fucking
sick. He has some solo projects that are really dope too. Yeah, solo
he did a lot of cool shit back in the day. What a way to start the song.
I think the song's called Secretly Meaty.
Yeah. Look at this bass, dude. It's a fucking 9-string. Fucking stupid. Let's go to the actual song though. This is like some straight. I'm just gonna hit this. I don't know what this is.
This song's actually dope.
Nah, but I want to hear that song. What's that song called?
Secretly Meaty. That bass is hard.
Fucking sick, dude. Here, watch this. This shit's hard, dude.
Yeah, dog.
Look at the fucking noodles. There's Barbie legs and shit coming out of it. Yeah, remember we used to fucking listen to this shit all day, dude.
Yeah, we did listen to it all day.
It reminds me of like where the transition reminded me of like the Locusts and shit.
Yep, yeah, it was definitely in that vein of stuff for sure.
Oh, the Locusts was so fucking good, dude.
Like the Locusts as well.
That's my shit right there. I like anything that's fucking a bunch of racket, dude. As long as there's racket in the music, I'm in for it, you know? Mm-hmm. I love it. I want to hear as much bullshit craziness as I can.
Yeah, man. Early Dillinger shit. I like all Dillinger shit, though. From beginning to end.
Yeah,
they,
I love Dillinger.
They rocked from beginning to the
best.
To the end, man.
I think we played in the podcast one time the video where Greg runs on the crowd.
Oh, I had to play that video back when I was in high school. I was like, I want to do that one day.
Look at that fucking crazy. He just runs into the crowd on top of everybody's head. Like, this guy's a fucking psycho.
The fact they keep any type of timing when they play live is crazy to me. Yeah,
doesn't make any sense. I see when I watched them at what is it called? The festival that they were hooking up with all of the teenage girls. What's that?
Vans Warped Tour.
Vans Warped Tour. that when I seen them there,
that's where I saw them at. Yeah,
dude, the guy was like the guitar player was playing mid song, like ran. And like jumped onto the speaker, like the tall ass speakers on the side. Like he like jumped and climbed it. It was like at least 8 feet tall, you know? So he had to jump up to like get like a foot on the speaker and then jump on. And then he started playing on top of the speaker. I was like, what the fuck? How does he do that and play all the crazy shit that they play? It doesn't
satanic,
make any sense.
Satanic devil worship. It's only,
yeah, that's the only, that's
the only
thing.
Way you could do that kind of shit.
Seriously. Doesn't make any sense.
Ooh. Oh yeah, dude. That day at Vans Warped Tour, your brother's band snuck me in. Remember that shit?
Yeah.
And I saw Ursula the Bear once with the original singer for the first time that night. That was that. That was my favorite concert I've ever been to.
That was a fun. That was the one and only time I've ever been to a Vans Warped Tour.
Me too.
And I discovered. So I never liked the mirror. I was like, oh, Amir and Acacia Strain are like the same type of band. And I was more Acacia Strain. But then I saw Amir live and I was like, damn, these guys are fucking sick.
Dude, they are tight as fuck live.
I saw Acacia Strain, I believe. Do you remember that venue in Rialto called the RNC?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's where you saw them?
Yeah.
I've heard that band before. Yeah.
You don't know the Acacia Strain?
Nah.
What?
They sound like they're kind of like Amir. I've heard Amir a gang of times.
Yeah, they're like Amir, but like a little different.
Okay.
But yeah, it was them two that came out at like the same time that had like a similar style. You never heard Acacia Strain?
No, bro.
What the Mick? What's up with that?
I've heard this metal band called Prison. I discovered them recently.
What's up with your boy, dude? He's not my boy anymore.
Who?
You.
My boy? What's up with your boy?
What's up with you, dude? You don't know Acacia Strain?
I don't, dog. What? Please play that shit, dog.
Dude, how do you know Acacia Strain? What song should I put on for this fool? We're just going off right now.
We're just going off right now.
Let's show
play old, that shit, old bro. Old
Acacia Strain.
Yeah, play the older shit. The older shit of every band's always the best.
They just came back though.
This is pretty tight.
Brings me back, dude. We get two mix.
Hey, I fuck with that. Pretty dope.
I like it. It doesn't hold up for me anymore, the old shit, but
it doesn't hold up for me anymore.
Now that I listen to it again, I'm like, you know what? This ain't that good. Amir holds up though.
Yeah, Amir's dope. That was, like Amir.
They're like the Godfathers, essentially, right?
Yeah.
For that type of like drivey heaviness.
Yeah, yeah. The Acacia Strain was the one, yeah.
No, like band I like this in that genre right now is Knocked Loose.
Knock Loose is pretty dope.
I like the riffs.
I do like them. The riffs are really dope.
Yeah, they're kind of undeniable though. That's what's annoying about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if it's good, it's good. I really have a good band be mainstream than a whack band. Everyone's like, oh, this band's tight and they just suck. You know what I mean?
Like, true. That happens a lot. Yeah.
There's actually a band, like someone's like, hey, you gotta listen to this band. I listen to it. I was like, I'm about to go lift some weights.
Gay.
I haven't lifted weights in a minute. I'm about to go lift some weights, put my headphones on.
But also, there's a lot of bands that are just kind of gay, you know?
I guess so. But, you know, I guess it's okay to be gay.
You guys want to go back to something old school?
Yeah, put on some corn.
Oh, fucking clown corn.
You guys remember this?
Yeah.
This is the best, dude.
This is hard, actually. I remember sharing this a lot when it came out.
I know. I remember that. This is old as hell, dude.
Yeah. He's just playing the bass. He's playing with his kicks on the synth.
That's not what he's saying at all, dude.
It's like Adult Swim metal.
Adult Swim metal.
Literally.
It's so fucking good, dude. This is great. It still holds up.
It still holds up.
It's so fucking hard, dude.
That shit bangs. I can't help it. That shit bangs. I got trash can clown core.
Oh, this man. This is tight, dude.
Nice little sign bass. Nice.
That's fucked.
The ones where they're in the car are so funny.
Yeah, that's just dope, great. Bro.
That's great. Why don't we follow them? Let's subscribe. Let's subscribe. This one right here?
Oh, yeah. That one's funny as fuck.
I've seen this one.
All right, let's go out to these guys right here. Mick,
what's up?
Tell everybody where they can find you.
Oh yeah, what's up, guys? Right here. What's up, guys? Yeah, you can find me on Instagram, on TikTok, on everywhere that you want. At Mixtradamus, thank you so much for tuning into These Two Podcasts. This has been sick. Yeah, if you want to find out more about me, just go ahead, click some links and stuff. What you got, Brandon?
I'm over here at www.brandonthewizardart.com. You can find my art, my music, my comic books, and all other stuff that I do.
Nice. Hey, you know what? Plug your fucking Etsy, dude.
Oh yeah, my Etsy shop. You know, it's Be the Wizard Comics on Etsy. I have all kinds of collectibles. I got Funko Pop toys right now, comics, comic book cards, and I have a crazy VHS tape collection right now. I got anime VHS tapes from all the rated R ones from back in the 90s to like Geno Cyber and stuff like that. And I got the new stuff, or similar to the new stuff, because it's not new anymore because it's on VHS tape, but I got like Blue Submarine and stuff like that too. So nice. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hit me up.
Hit him up, guys. Hit him up.
Oh, you got that Darth Maul comic books too in there. Hit me up.
Ooh, I like that. All right, guys, you know where to find me. Johnny Savage on IG, TikTok, fucking X, YouTube, Johnny Savage, JONNYSAVAG. Make sure you check out The Dunce right here on YouTube.
That's right.
If you're watching this episode, then you already know you're watching on our channel. So make sure you hit that subscribe button, hit the likes, hit that notification so you know when the new pods come out and when the new music videos and everything come out. Also, check out my band, DNG Heavy on IG. We just dropped a new music video. It is featured on BVTV on YouTube, BVTVmusic.com. It's our song. It's called True Color. It's on Spotify. Everywhere you listen to music. Also, listen to our new song for The Dunce, our new EP. It's called Ignant. And the new music video is coming out.
I'm all up on that shit too. Month. I'm all up on that motherfucking
nice. Brandon.
Nice. I'm all up on that motherfucking EP.
Brandon is. Yeah, Brandon's got two songs on there. He's got two features.
Blow that shit up on Spotify for your boy.
Me and Mick been talking about this. He's pretty much the unofficial third
yeah,
member.
Yeah, pretty
of
much.
Yes.
Essentially.
Yeah.
And we're gonna start making ghetto metal.
When you gonna make to pull the trigger, dude? Come on.
Are you scared?
Scared of us?
You want to name it? You want to make it official right now or what?
Yeah, make it official. We out here.
You scared?
I'm kind of scared, but I'm going to do it, though.
All right. Well, you heard it here first, y'all.
You heard it here
we
first.
We out here, The Dunce.
Pretty much.
MC Mega.
Pretty much, Brandon's going to be the new member of The Dunce. That's what I think that's this. I mean, it's got to happen. You know, it only makes sense. You just fit everything we do. Just fit everything we do. So we're going to make it. Let's just make it official, Mick. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Fuck
I
it.
Feel like the hey, OJ
third
glove.
Member of The Dunce right here. Fourth member of The Still Podcast whenever he wants to come through.
Yeah.
Mr. Every Brandon week. Bailey. Be the Wizard.
I'm bringing snacks next week. I'm about to make some pasta.
Okay. Hey, if you're bringing pasta, I'm waiting.
I
now.
Like pasta.
The pasta, Kool-Aid, all that shit. Doing the next podcast.
Thank you for listening to The Still Podcast. Thank you guys so much. Peace. We appreciate you. Love y'all. Have a good day. Hey, Happy New Year. You know, we're going to say
Happy New Year. And once again, people out in the fires, man, good luck to you guys out there.
Absolutely.
And shout out. The first responder, shout out to you guys. You got to put your lives on the
especially
line every day.
Y'all.
Especially y'all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's a blessing. And love and light, you guys. Don't forget to, you know, trust in yourself and all that shit.
Yeah.
May the force be with you.
Absolutely.
May the force be with you, he said. I like that.